when Boko Haram launched the first attack in our country and was pushed out by our army, the government decided a curfew because there was two explosions that occurred in Difa. That's the town where this happened. So the government decided a curfew in the area, and then the military launched the investigations in the houses and in some places, and they discovered many armaments. They arrested about 40 persons who are really linked with Boko Haram.
How reassured or how assured are Nigerians close to the border where Boko Haram launched the attacks into Niger recently?
Now, really, after these arrests, after all these arrests, really things have become calm now. For the first time, people really get afraid and begin to leave the place, but there's no more movement out of the area. The movement of population has really stopped.
There were reports of about 7,000 people who left the Difa area to areas such as Zindere for fear that Boko Haram might come back. Has the government made assurances to them that they will prevent future Boko Haram attacks?
We can say 4,000 or 5,000 of people who left the area. But as I told you, the government really now is calling to everybody to really become calm and to because the army is controlling everything now. And I said and told you that since 24 hours, there have been nothing that can be feared by the people. So now the movement of the population have stopped completely. Nobody is living anymore in these places. So the government has really given the assurance, and there are really media intervention of the government to call people to go back to their place and to really don't be afraid of anything more.
Has the government increased the presence of the military in the Difa areas where the Boko Haram attacked?
Oh, yes. Before this time, the government really was aware of the danger that's threatening this area. And the government really sent many militaries down there. And now with this, there's another contingent of military that have been sent there. And you know that there is more than 3,000 Chadian militaries that are in the same area now. So you see, with this junction between our army and the Chadian army, really the place is now secured.